Nairobi Coffee Exchange, NCE, will be convening coffee farmers forums in the counties for the sake of interacting with farmers. There is remarkable success associated with the coffee reforms, with farmers getting a better deal despite challenges encountered in the past 1 year. In the coffee year 2023-2024, the farmers receive their payment through the Direct Settlement System, DSS, run by Cooperative Bank of Kenya. In the farmers' sensitization forums in the counties of Kiambu, Muranga, Nyeri and Kirinyaga, facilitated by Nairobi Coffee Exchange, NCE, and Capital Markets Authority, CMA, the farmers' leaders said there has been remarkable improvement. In the meetings, the farmers called for strengthened reforms, availability of subsidized fertilizers, payment of the produce through dollar accounts, collaboration with Coffee Research Institute, CREE, to help combat pests and diseases. The farmers also raised concerns over delayed milling, calling for more players to be licensed by the county governments to help the farmers get better returns from the sector. The regulators issue circulars to guide the multi-billion shillings industry to profitability, through ensuring the players adhere to the laid-down regulations. One of the conditions set to end the delayed payment, the regulators, the service providers have the timelines to issue invoices through the DSS, failure to which the full amount be remitted to the growers. Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua said he was in support of the regulations designed to support the growers to stability. Gachagua says the introduction of the regulations weeded out the cartels that had controlled the sectors to serve their interests. Right now the government has initiated ways and means towards increasing coffee production from the current 51,000 metric tons to 100,000 metric tons, said the deputy president. NCE Chief Executive Officer Lispa Ndungu says the players in the value chain are closely monitored by the regulators to ensure they work in respect to the regulations for the interest of the farmers in the 33 counties. In the value chain there are farmers, millers, marketing agents, warehouse managers, buyers, all who have been placed in the Direct Settlement System, DSS, that pays for the services rendered, said Ms. Ndungu. NCE has also directed that the societies in the crop year 2024-2025 must be linked with the DSS, where the leadership will be free to monitor the transactions freely. At the inception of the reforms, there were challenges in DSS as farmers' details entered were incorrect, thus making it difficult in the remittance of payments, said Ndungu. Regulations demand buyers' banks the farmers' payment 5 days after the auction, with delays penalized. Cooperative Cabinet Secretary Mr. Simon Chelagui said the DSS platform is a relief, owing to the prompt payment after the sale of the produce. The CS said the regulation demands the farmers have their money 5 days after the auction. The government is committed to ensure the farmers' concerns related to payment are given priority. In the regulations, with each player's having a specific role to play, unlike before when one could handle all the tasks, said Chelagui. Officials from the Capital Markets Authority said they are out to ensure the players adhere to the policies, with buyers who delay in affecting payments being penalized. The regulators demand the millers, warehouse managers, marketing agents among other service providers upload their charges through the DSS as of July 1 to ensure there is transparency in the value chain and facilitate payments after the weekly auction. As at May 28, 496,440 bags weighing 30,472,708 kilograms were sold through the auction in the coffee year 2023-2024, fetching more than ₦17 billion. In the meetings, the farmers called on the regulators to ensure they are paid in dollars and the government to assist them access subsidized fertilizers to support an increase of production from 51,000 metric tons to 100,000 metric tons. The regulators appreciated Kirinyaga farmers for continued production of the quality coffee that has attracted the international buyers. Chairman at Inoy Cooperative Society in Kirinyaga, Mr. Felix Marithi Mwai, said the government should support the farmers towards increased production of the commodity. Mwai said Kenya should emulate Uganda, where the growers concentrate in increased production through the government support. In Kenya, the government has over-policed the coffee sector, while little is being done on availability of inputs to support increased production, said Mwai. Morris Mwangi, a farmer at Rungeto Cooperative Society in Kirinyaga, said there was need for the government to introduce the extension offices to ensure the modern farming practices are followed to the latter. Mwangi said more education is required on functions of the DSS as majority of the farmers are in the dark on its operations. Kiran Yaga farmers had been opposed to the DSS due to lack of information, thus the need for the cooperative department to conduct more education on the well-being of the electronic system, said Mwangi. In Maranga, the farmers led by Francis Ingon, the chairman at Maranga Farmers Cooperative Union, said there was need to strengthen the reforms as the regulations are critical. Ingon said 80% of the reforms have been achieved, calling on the implementation of the remaining ones. The formulation of the coffee policies started way back in 2016. It has been a long journey, but we're about to get through, said Ingon. But farmers at Kaganda Cooperative Society recounted the challenge of waiting for payment months after the auction of their coffee. Rev Mwangi, the factory chairman, said it was traumatizing that coffee was sold in February only for money to be channeled in the accounts 2 months later. There was no explanation over the delay and the scenario should come to an end, said Mwangi. The Cooperative Bank agribusiness manager Ms. Esther Kariuki said they are working with consultation with the regulatory bodies to ensure service providers' charges will be harmonized for effective payments thereafter. From July 1, the service providers contracted by the coffee societies and estates have been instructed to upload their invoices upon the closure of a sale for effective remittance of payment, said Kariuki. Peter Githinji, a director at NCE, said DSS ensures timely and transparent payment of coffee sales proceeds, directly transferring funds to farmers' accounts. Githinji said there was a need for dialogue among the farmers to ensure issues are resolved amicably. The system reduces delays and financial mismanagement risks, enhancing farmers' financial stability and trust in the trading process, said Githinji, who represented the NCE chairman Kenneth Gatonga in Nyeri and Kirinyaga County forums. Chairman of Nyeri Farmers Cooperative Union Mr. Newton Ndiritu said there was need for the government to assist the growers with subsidized fertilizer as the majority have not accessed the input. Nyeri farmers are yet to get the fertilizer from the government stores. In future something should be done to ensure equality, said Ndiritu. Chairman of Kenya Coffee Producers Association Peter Gakonyo said there was a need for farmers to be paid through dollar accounts. Regulations should be adhered fully by the players for the benefit of the growers, said Gakonyo.